Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you as well on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mauna Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Zulqa'dah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 46, and that is Suratul Ahqaf, and verses 23, 24, 25. These people of Qawm-e Aad, the nation of Aad, they challenged him, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam, and said, فَأَتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That bring to us what you are threatening us, the punishment, chastisement, if you are from the people who are very truthful. So this was his response. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala unleashed his punishment and chastisement. Chapter 46, verse number 23, our starting point. Qal, he said, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam said, Innama al-ilmu indallah. Verily the knowledge is exclusively there by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The punishment will come. When it will come, all that only Almighty Allah knows. I don't know all the particulars, but I know the punishment will come to you whenever Almighty Allah decrees the chastisement to come to you. وَأُبَلِّغُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. I am only conveying to you from time to time, مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ, what the message and the mandate I have been given. So I am given this wahi revelation from Almighty Allah, and I am conveying to you that message there. But you are the people. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ. But indeed I see you and consider you قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ, a nation that are ignorant. You living in your so-called comfort zone, and you think you will get away with it. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala warns us in various places of the noble Quran how the people behave, and they thought they will get away with impunity. But sooner or later, Almighty Allah's punishment strikes. We see the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Lot, and the homosexuality, the gay brigade, how he warned them and told them that you are the people committing this crime, and nobody committed this crime before you. So what did he, Lot, peace be upon him, tell the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. What are you fulfilling your lust and passion and desires? That and going man to man, and you don't go to the women the natural way? Bal, nay, the truth of the matter is, أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. You are a people who are ignorant. Chapter 27, verse number 55, the last page of the 19th Jews, the 19th Supara. So yeah, that was Lut alayhi salam telling his people that you are qawmun tajhalun, you are ignorant jahil people. So yeah, also this Nabi Hud alayhi salam telling his people, araakum qawman tajhalun, I see you that you are involved in ignorance. When we look at today's world, the so-called academia, the so-called intelligentsia and intellectuals, Majority of them tajhaloon, jahil and ignorant people as far as Islam goes. They might be thinking that they know, but majority of them can't even look inside the Quran Sharif and read the Quran Sharif properly. That is the truth of the matter. So you must remember that, because people think Islam, you can self-study, sit on your laurels, think of Hadi and just go on the internet and then study. Almighty Allah showed us the function of the Master alayhi salatu salam in chapter 62 verse 2. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Ya Rasulullah, you have to recite the Quran Sharif for them. Teach them how to read the Quran looking inside also, notwithstanding the fact that they are born Arabs. Wa yuzakihim, you purify them, sanctify them externally, internally. Externally from the kufr and shirk, from the blasphemy and polytheism, idol worship. Internally from the pride and jealousy and the excessive love of this world and excessive love of wealth and name and fame. Wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah, and then you have to teach them the import and the meaning and the interpretation of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Four main things are mentioned, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried that out perfectly, did his duty with beauty, and became the greatest teacher and greatest in the entire universe amongst the creation of Almighty Allah. Now these people, the Qawm-e Aad, so many months and days passed, no rain came, and there was so much drought and famine and so forth. Then one day suddenly they saw the clouds building up. They were elated, delighted, thinking that now the rain has come. فَلَمَّا, hence subsequently, thereafter, when they saw رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا, the cloud, and it was in that horizontal shape, you know, so it was coming towards them. مُسْتَقَبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ, advancing there to their places, their valley. We told you in yesterday's lesson, where were they located and situated, the Qawm-e Aad, between Oman, Ain, Mim, Alif, Noon, and Yemen. So the areas between that, so if you go to Oman, Oman is Muscat, Salalah with the sword, and you go to Yemen, so that is Sun'a and so forth. We've been with Allah's help to all these places. مُسْتَقْبِلْ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ, it was approaching their valleys and their places. قَالُوا, they said, the people of Ad, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا, that yeah, the clouds have come and it will rain upon us. We can rejoice, we will be happy. Yes, it will rain upon them, but not the water. Some other rain will come upon them. Bal nay, all Magdallah responds, Huwa mastajaltum bih, that is what you were hastening for. You were challenging the Prophet and saying, Fa'atina bima ta'iduna in kunta min as-sadiqin. You bring the punishment now, like how the Jutlas and the Haramis and Americans and the Mushrikeen, India, they say that bring the punishment now. So remember, so Allah Ta'ala punished them. And the punishment you wanted will be hastened. How was the punishment? The cloud did not come with rain, it came with hurricane, it came with winds. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has power over everything. Rihun, a hurricane, a wind came. Fiha, so in that area there, azabun alim, a painful punishment, a horrible chastisement. And how did that punishment come? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala described it himself. So why should we describe it? Go to what Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states and remember what he describes is the best. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُولِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Chapter 69, and right in the beginning, verses 6, 7, 8. So Almighty Allah says, against the people of Ad, we send that wind, that tornado, that hurricane, that decimated, destroyed them. And we subjugated that wind against them for 7 nights continuously and 8 days, 1 week. And what did it do? It smashed them to pieces, and they were uprooted totally. Did anybody survive to tell the tale? None survived. Almighty Allah decimated, annihilated them. Chapter 69, verses 6 to number 8. So that is Qudrat Karishma. Qudrat ka Karishma, Allah defeats Israel, with America, Britain, India, everybody helping, Europe, NATO, Hamas, 10,000, 20,000 Mujahideen, and humiliating Israel, you see. Houthis, 10, 20,000, taking on the might of Israel, and then destroying them, their pride and arrogance. So, Rihun fiya adhabun aleem, for 1 week, you must remember, 8 days and 7 nights, to dammiru kulla shay'in bi amri rabbiha, it annihilated and destroyed everything with the command of its sustainer, Narisha. Therefore, when the wind comes, read, dua in Mishka Sharif, Allahumma j'alha riyahan wa la taj'alha riha. O Allah, make it a productive, beneficial wind, and do not make it a destructive wind. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, Siddiqi Ladli, Sahib Zadi, Beti, she is the daughter of Siddiq Akbar, and the honorable wife of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, states, that sometime the wind would start blowing, and there was a pensive mood and pensive look on the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that very concerned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened? He, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said a cloud was coming, and some people thought it will come with rain, but such winds came, hurricane came, tornadoes came, and smashed them to pieces, and annihilate them. We must ask Allah for protection. So one simple dua, Allahumma ij'alha riyahan, wa la taj'alha rihan, open Mishkat, you will find it. Bi amri rabbiha, with the command of its sustainer, Narisha. Rih in Arabic is muannas, is feminine. فَأَصْبَحُوا, hence when they made the morning, لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ, you just see all their houses, and it was finished to pieces, they were lying upside down, finished with the punishment of all, met Allah. Allah Jalla Wala states, كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي نَجْزِي, we are punishing, we will punish, نَجْزِ الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, a people who are the criminals, whether it is the Jutlas and the Jews of Israel or anywhere else, whether it is the Mushrikeen and the Hindu cow worshippers, idol worshippers in any part of the world, if they support the Hindufta of Modi, so Allah will decimate them sooner or later. Because they are our worst enemies, Quran taught us. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. The last verse of the six Jews, of the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies you will find are the Jews and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. We never ever said every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. You just have to look at the unholy alliance of Israel and India, and what is the glue that holds them together? They are anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, hatred, and so forth and so on. And Quran says, both of them, they love the cow. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. They have been given the love of the cow and the milk of the cow and everything else, and that is entrenched and embedded, and in their hearts it has been placed. You must remember that. So that is all Almighty Allah informing us all these issues. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 8th of Zulqadah in South Africa and few other countries. The 9th of Zulqadah, 1446. 1 month left, remember, for the day of Arafat. Insha'Allah, the Hujjaj will be going to Arafat from Mina. Allah Jalla Wala accept everyone's Umrah, Hajj, Ziyarat, everything. To Medina, Masjidul Nabawi, to Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Masjidul Aqsa. So today's news, views, interviews, too many items, so we have to go through it quickly, insha'Allah al-Aziz, throughout the world, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. So India struck Pakistan, Kashmir in Pakistan, and other areas as well. But they say they didn't strike any military sites. 8 Pakistanis killed and dozens of them injured. India, Pakistan says they destroyed 3 Indian jets, you see. And India has not commented, so meaning they lost some jets and helicopters and what have you. And the Haaretz newspaper, we must support Pakistan. Remember that we are Muslims, whatever their weaknesses are. We are anti-Modi, we are anti-Trump, and we are anti-Netanyahu and his criminals and so forth. We must make our stance very clear. Haaretz newspaper, this is Allah, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. That Haaretz newspaper writes in its its headlines, 3,000 unexploded bombs in Gaza. This is a gift for Hamas. Hamas must just get hold of half of them, one third of them, and then the explosions will go there inside Israel. Dance all the popper dance. Then you see how the jutlas will be running. Helter skelter. Allah said, Allah will always punish the jutlas and the Jews. Right till the day of Qiyamah, these swines and pigs and these donkeys and dogs. Remember that Allah used those terms everywhere and many places in Quran. Sharif for these people. Yeah, the Jutlas. Chapter 5, verse number 60, chapter 62, and verse number 5, and so forth. Remember that. So Allah Ta'ala will punish them. Chapter 7, verse 167. La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adhab. Horrible, terrible punishment for the Jutlas. Israel attacks Sana'a, the international airport there, and destroyed it and said, we fixed you up. But Trump, again Trump them. But Trump and his people, he himself wasn't there, but his people were sitting in Oman. And they cut a deal with the Houthis. They told Houthis, we will not attack you. So they said, if you don't attack us, we will not attack your ships and so forth. So Israel is wondering what the hell happened. Trump sold us out again, you see. That is Trump. He's a madcap, you must remember that. So the Houthis hit Israel very hard. That is written, remember, in the Haaretz newspaper. The pride of the Israeli airports is Ben Gurion, and the Houthis struck it, so it hit them very, very hard. And now very few planes are landing there at the Ben Gurion airport. Millions and millions of dollars of damage to them financially and so forth. Ben Gurion, the Harami and the war criminal and the terrorist, he defies the Attorney General of Israel and still interfering in police matters and so forth. She told him, Attorney General is a lady there. You must not interfere and poke your nose. But you know, he's got a long nose, the Harami. See how Israel is humiliated. Forever they'll be humiliated, disgrace. An Israeli-based spy maker, NSO, must pay Meta and all of them, those people in charge of WhatsApp. How much must they pay them? A fine? $168 million. Why? Because they put their Pegasus everywhere and they were now interfering with the journalists, with the press, with the media and spying on them and so forth. So this Israeli-based playmaker, NSO, will have to pay this fine. Very good. $168 million. It should be more also. We should be very happy. Okay. Gideon Levy writes. Gideon Levy says and writes. He says the trouble with Israel is this. Number one, they consider themselves the chosen people of God. You see that? But majority of them don't believe in God. Second one, they are the occupiers. It's the only time in history the occupier himself says he's the victim. You came there as squatters. You came there as, you understand, invaders. You came there as colonizers. And now you're screaming to the world, we are the victim, Holocaust, anti-Semite. You go to hell with all that there. The world has caught up with you, you Jutla haramis. And you Jutlas in South Africa, if you don't like South Africa, I told you, you foot sack from here. And you no loss to South Africa. Let me make that very, very clear. If you don't understand foot sack, it means to get out from here. That is the word we use when we chase a dog away. And remember that he said, Gideon Levy, that never will the Jutla ever consider the Palestinian as a equal. They dehumanize the Palestinians. Therefore, to murder them, kill them, and so forth. So what is Smotrich saying? What is Netanyahu saying? What is Ben Gvir saying, the three haramis and the super terrorists and war criminals? We're going to enter Gaza, and we will kill, and we will occupy. We will not leave. It horrifies the world what Israel is saying. But they are a cursed nation. They are not a chosen nation. Canada, you see, that guy came there, Carney, and he flattered Trump. And Trump is a narcissist, egoist. He told him, Trump, you're a good guy, and you does. He didn't tell him you're a harami and so forth. But he put it for him and said, listen, Canada is not for sale today and not for sale tomorrow. So Trump didn't know what to say. He said, never say never. You see that? So it was a good meeting for Canada and a bad meeting for America. Now you should know the politics, right? America is against Venezuela. So now they're in the Argentinian embassy. So five Venezuelans, they were hiding there, because they belong to the opposition. So the Americans went in, secret agents and so forth, and they rescued these five Venezuelans in the Argentinian embassy. And now they are back on U.S. soil. So America say, what a victory we pulled off. But they can't defeat the Venezuelans. They're standing firm still. UK and India pulled off a duty-free trade. Very big deal for both countries, remember that. Britain is smiling, India is smiling, but Pakistan will wipe their face off, inshallah. Remember, Pakistani army is strong. They're haramis, but they're strong. And we make dua. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. Allahumma alayka bil mushrikeen al zalimin al muhtadin ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, decimate the Jews and destroy India also with Modi, because of what they are doing to the Muslims there. We all know what they're doing. And the past 70 years, what they are doing. So you must remember, in the Pakistani army, this is internal now, in Balochistan area, if you know Pakistan, 7 Pakistani army personnel killed, 5 injured. This is by the Balochistani rebels. So big problems that side also. Sudan cuts off ties with UAE. You say UAE, you're supporting the rapid support force, and you are destabilizing Sudan. We have 13, 14 million people displaced. We have the greatest amount of people without food here in the world, and you are supporting them. So therefore, we can't carry on with you. So very good. You must expose them and so forth. We have no sympathy for Saudi Arabia, the politicians. You must draw a distinction between Ali Saud, the ruling kafirs running Saudi Arabia, and the Haramain Sharifain. Makkah, Medina, we must make dua. But for the Saudi, the rulers, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud, that I told you about Ad just now. Ya Allah, decimate, destroy them. You will hear the next news item. So Sudan cut off ties with UAE. Very good. He MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and his government, kafir government, announced, we're building King Salman Park there in Riyadh, and where. It will be one of the biggest parks in the world. What is the cost factor? $23 billion. King Salman Park, you Salafis who have sold your soul to the devil, can you speak one word today, tomorrow, Friday, against King Salman, against a Murtad bin Shaitan? So King Salman Park, $23 billion. You can't send $1 billion to the Palestinians, and you are bootlicking America and Israel, you haramis and murtads. Major airlines avoiding Pakistan. Pakistan is losing $1 billion per day because now big all the situation is volatile, tensions are building up there. So big problems for Pakistan on that front. Today, Wednesday, the election begins of the Pope. But this is like a spaza election. Spaza means it's not genuine this. So now they're going to go in the conclave, as they call it, the cardinals from different parts of the world. If you're above 80, you can give a suggestion, but you can't vote. If you're under 80, then you can vote. But it's only men. And remember from Peter, right till him, Francis, and now the new Pope, you will find it's only whiteies and no woman allowed to Pope. Why the hell you don't attack them? You only attack Afghanistan and the woman issue. Is this not racist? Is this not sexist? So these are the Westerners. Remember, the Jews and Christians, our arch enemy. Yeah, but the Muslim idiot doesn't understand that today. You still worship their soccer. You still worship their movies. You still worship their entertainment. Chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Hey, Iman Walo, oh you who believe, 89 times Allah used this great, great phrase to elevate our rank and status. Never take the Jews and Christians to be your protectors and friends. Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd, they are the friends of one another. They showed it to us in the Iraq war, Afghanistan war, and now blatantly in the Gaza war. Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. Wa may yatawallahum minkum, you befriend them, you love them, like the Saudis and Emiratis and Jordanians and the Egyptians and Bahrain and Morocco, the governments. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, you become part and parcel of them, you pakka kafir. So that is what is Quran is teaching us. So all this Pope story, they just make us fools. When the black smoke comes out, it's still not decided, meaning blacks you disqualified. When the white smoke comes out, then the white Pope will be elected. You see that? Therefore, Tutu used to tell them it's time for a black pope, you see, but they never heard Tutu. Come to South Africa. You South Africans better wake up, you know. Eka jala khasena and kapstat. Yala muni slapni. And yala dach and nach yala yet net. You understand the cook sisters. So you'll never understood what I said in Afrikaans. So I told my brothers, sisters, children, my 1,000 students there and so forth. You must wake up in Cape Town. That they want to harm you Muslims. Al-Azhar Masjid. Al-Azhar is a masjid, a mosque there. So it is alleged that the Zionists, you must remember, are sending them funny messages, threatening them. They will bomb this masjid and so forth and so on. You must take them on. Remember, never show fear to the Jutlas. They are cowards. You must remember that. And we must take them on. You, the MJC, instead of sending your haram certificates everywhere and doing all that nonsense, get involved in this. You must remember that. Tell the Jutlas, if you're going to start nonsense here, we will mobilize our people and wage jihad against you. We'll make you foot sack from Cape Town. Go to hell. That is what your message should be. Radical laws are driving away racial laws. Racial laws are driving away potential investors from South Africa. Because, you see, you must have so many blacks and you must have that, whether they're competent or not. Eastern Cape, a top judge, he was busy with his phone and sending sexy messages to his clerk. She's a junior lady. He is a top judge. And there, you see, Islam said the nature of man. When you see a woman and she's alone, then the man becomes the hunter. He can't stop this man. You can be judge or you can be who. So again, it shows. Therefore, Islam says there must be segregation between male and female. The man, he can't look after his rifle. Ask Trump, ask Clinton, all these haramis. Ask the honorable judge in Eastern Cape, honorable judge in inverted commas. Dual citizenship will be accepted in South Africa. So you want to go and have South African passport in some other country so it will be accepted. CEF, illegal cigarettes, 30 billion rands, 30 billion, not million, billion, 30 billion rand revenue is lost to South Africa per annum yearly due to illegal cigarette trade. So you guys who are buying Stompies and Skaif and all these illegal, cigarette is haram, whether it's legal, illegal in Islam, understand that. to buy it, to sell it, to smoke it, to vape it, all not permissible in Islam. So we must stay away. It's a filthy habit, you must remember that. Come to the masjid with all your smoke and harm us, the musallis, harm the sanctity of the masjid, harm the angels and so forth. So what good is there? I wonder how your wife kisses you with you smoky Joe, all that coming out dirty, hairy and dirty smoke and so forth there. So we must wake up, we must be clean and spotless. Our future is spotless, our past is tainted. Remember that? So we must try and remain clean and pure, inshallah. Today's program, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Salman Yunus, inshallah. And then 11 to 12 will be, inshallah, Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. And then 8 to 9, Brother Suleiman Esop and the Podiatrist, inshallah. So that will be the medical file. Maulana, we have 15, 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I want to know if it's permissible for ladies to cut their hair in layers. What hairstyles are allowed for ladies?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Your mothers, sisters, daughters, you should know the following. For you to cut your hair, either you're imitating the man. When you look from the back, you don't know is Eve or is Steve. So that is haram. La'anna Allah al-mutashabbihin wal-mutashabbihat. Allah's curse is on those men who imitate women wearing bracelets and bangles, wearing big, big chains, the one word I use, but people don't like it. So you must remember that, like you are imitating a female. You see that? So in Memon, we got a nice word, but some people, they don't like it. So anyway, you must remember that. So that is haram in Islam, for women to imitate men, men to imitate women. Second, you imitate the kafir culture, the non-Muslim culture. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Whoever imitates a people become part and parcel of them. All these hadith you will find. Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood and so forth. Third one, you must remember, innama taqsiru ala nisa. The only time for women to cut their hair is permissible, and they must do it when they go for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage or Hajj. Then you cut your hair. You cut your hair yourself. You don't have to wait for your husband and everything, or your brother, father. Once you have done all the action, then you go to your room, take the scissor and cut 1 inch there. So that is the time to make your hair in the shape of the layers, and that's all haram, all that. People say, where's the dalil? You need evidence. Manidda'a shay'an falay dalil. Where's the proof that for women to cut hair is not permissible? Go open Jami'u Saghir, and if you know anything of hadith, you will find that all the ahadith, naha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid this. So there you will find it, for women to cut their hair is not permissible, it's haram. And the intention you are showing is totally haram. Today women want to use the excuse, no, my husband says so. So what if your husband says so? La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and in Ibn Majah and various compilations, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, does a female have to read Quran with her lips moving? Is it wrong for her to read silently without lip movement?
My sister, my daughter, my mother, when you are performing Salat, you're going to read Fajr Salat now, for example. So whether you're reading the Sunnat or you're reading the first Salat, there must be Tahreek Shafatain, whether you're male or female or child. So remember, your lips, your tongue must move. And if you are reading Quran Sharif out of Salat and out of Namaz, then also your lips must move. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So remember that tilawat of Quran. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. So Allah Jalla Wala showed us the adab, etiquettes. When you read, it's called tilawat. Tilawat means you have to move your lips and your tongue. Iqra will mean just read, how you read a newspaper, a book, a journal. So there you don't move your lips and so forth, but yeah, you have to move your lips. And then you must read slowly, slowly, like, you know, I say you must eat Taraweeh, not Farari, just eat up the words and so forth. No. So we must be very clear. Your Salat, it must be lip movement. And out of Salat and Namaz, there also when reciting the Quran Sharif, the lips must move and the tongue must move. That's compulsory.
Mufti Sahab, a Haji who performs Hajj makes a sacrifice in Makkah, that he has to make Qurbani at home.
Understand this word. Very good question. Remember that people ask this now every day. Yesterday I was in the Jami Masjid. One brother who sits every time by Farooq, first time in his life he's going for Hajj. He came there when I was just going to sit there. He said, Majara Hukal, meaning today Hajj ke liye, Abdua Farmai and all that. So they elated, delighted, is leaving today. You see, our quota is still sitting at 2,500, but the Saudis are investing heavily in South Africa. So we should speak to them, the politicians and so forth. You can increase our quota, you see. South Africans don't stay over and so forth. They all come back. So you must remember that. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. Almighty Allah, learn Quranic terminology. That's another big problem today. We use our own terms, but we don't use the Quranic terminology. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ. If you know lataif and the subtle points and hints of the Quran, Allah is telling you tamattu hajj is the best. What is tamattu hajj? You're going now to Medina Munawwara first. From Medina, you go to Makkah, you fasten ihram only for umrah. You perform tawaf, you read your 2 rakat salat, you make sa'i, and thereafter you cut your hair, shave your hair. Woman cut your hair, and you, the man, you shave your hair. If you know how to shave it yourself, then you do it yourself, otherwise go to the barber. And then on the 8th of Zulhijjah, you fasten ihram again there in Makkah, Aziziyah, for Hajj, remember. So that is tamattu. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So the animal you have to sacrifice in Mina or Makkah and so forth is called a hadi. What is it called? Hadi. Learn the Quranic terminology. So that is hadi. You and the agents, they call it Dhamme Shukar. Dham means blood, sacrifice. And the Shukar, you're thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in one Islamic year. You completed the Umrah, you completed the Hajj. So it is permissible. We're not saying it's not permissible, Dhamme Shukar, but use Quranic term. That's better. So hadi. So the hadi is compulsory according to all schools when you perform the tamattu hajj or qiran hajj. If you perform ifrad hajj, hajj only, no umrah, then it is mustahab and not compulsory. So that must be done there in Mina or Makkah. Remember, you can't do in Pakistan and India and Malawi and South Africa and Dubai and all that. Then one is udhiya. That's another Islamic term you must learn. Udhiya is your qurbani, Bakri Eid qurbani and so forth. You know, we'll be in Durban, so there, inshallah, you will get the animal sacrifice and whatever and so forth and so on. So in that way there, that what happens, the udhiya, the qurbani is done. So the qurbani can be done in any part of the world. Now the question arises, a person is going for hajj. He knows he's performing tamattu hajj. So that he will do there in Makkah or Mina, the hadi, the dhamme shukr. But must he still sacrifice the udhiya, the qurbani, the Eidul Adha, Bakri Eid qurbani? Yes, he must still do that. According to the Hanafis only. According to Maliki, Shafis, Hanbalis, that falls away. You must remember that is not compulsory when you are performing Hajj. So we should understand the tafakku and the true fiqh of Islam and so forth and so on. And even if you are not performing Hajj, they say it's Farz-e Kifaya or it's Sunnat-e Muakkada and so forth. If some people perform it, it is sufficient and the other people will be absolved of it and so forth. People from Cape Town, for example, they say, must I make Udhiya, Qurbani, must I slaughter? We will tell them it's highly recommended, desirable, but not compulsory upon each one of you. Hanafi is compulsory upon everyone who is sane and mature, and you got that money. Money don't mean money itself. It can be your extra clothes, your extra shoes, your extra cutlery, crockery, extra anything. You put all that together, and your money also in the bank and under your matras and mattress, pala pala business. So remember, you got 12,000 rand, so finish. Then Qurbani is compulsory upon you, and not even for a year you have to worry. Those 3 days of Qurbani, 10, 11, 12. So Hanafis, we have to slaughter, remember that, and don't look for loopholes and shortcuts and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, a Jamaat brother said that in the path of Allah, each drop of water a person uses to shower is worth 70 hajj. Is this true?
Sometimes our Jamaat brothers also, they involve in hulu. The work of Jamaat and Tabligh and Da'wat is the best work in the world, internationally, globally. I made this statement 100 times and more. And Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Dawarallahu Marqadahu started this work in 1926, remember that. And the first Ijtima was held in 1941. And that is the first Ijtima Mewat in all these areas. South Africa, first Ijtima 1966. And I sent it to all of you, thousands of you. So is the best work. But you get always some people, they go crazy little bit. First of all, brother, the way you make shower is not even permissible. You wasting water. That you first adjust and all that, already 20, 30 liters is gone. Quran Kareem states that when you waste money, you waste water, you waste all these things Allah gave you. Chapter 17, verse 27. Innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. That the people who squander their wealth and so forth, so they must then be realized, they became the brothers, sisters of Satan. A quick story I tell you. You can ask him. You know Maulana Muhammad Gardi. There, he's Hazrat Sheikh Khalifa in White River. So you must remember, he said a Jamaat came. And it was like today is Wednesday, it was Friday. He told them, bye. Yea, in the masjid, we only got one shower. And you guys are so many, you all will use the water. Yeah, there'll be no water left, hot water. You'd better leave now, go to Nelspruit and go make ghusl there. You see, Maulana is a sharpshooter, straight talker, you know. So these type of things there. So after Ishraq or what, they went. So don't come with your stories about this and all that. So therefore, I say the work of Tabligh Jamaat is the best. But sometimes, some ulama also and the workers sometimes say things that are not authentic. And yeah, in the words of Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, I like that word of his. Ye qabil islah hai. You know Mawlana Wakar Nanabai, that he used to phone me and speak for 1 hour. So I have to tell him, Mawlana, let me make 2-3 things clear with you. You Jamaat brothers, sometime in Josh, you'll say this. He said, 100% I'll speak to them. So he was one person. If there's another Mawlana who's very active in Tabligh, and you prepare to accept constructive criticism, we'll tell you. You must remember, I'm telling you on the radio now. It's live, you must remember that. So work of Dawah Tabligh best. We will encourage it, we will defend it. But if somebody says something wrong, like in Ijtima it was said, that Silatul Abdi, Silatul Abdi wa Baina Silatul Abdi, you understand? Baina hu wa Baina Allah and all that. Why is Salat called Salat? As-Sila Baina Al-Abdi wa Rabbi. So they said it's Hadith. It's wrong, there's no Hadith like that. It is the reason why Salat is called Salat. So to call it Hadith is wrong. So we must call it out. People must know, because now people say we heard from Hazrat, and then they start quoting it. So we must be very, very careful. What that brother said, not authentic.
Mufti Sahib, can you please advise, what du'as can I read during pregnancy?
MashaAllah, read. So MashaAllah, my brother Munir, I phoned him last night, you see. I asked him, Bhai Kadayo, where are you now? He said, I'm back in Portis. I said, Nalo Koro, what is the name of your daughter? Aisha. I said, excellent. Then we give some virtues and so forth, you see. So 4 years ago, his wife gave birth to twins, Muhammad and Abu Bakr. Now after 4 years, now same date also, MashaAllah, 30th April. They were born 30th April, the daughter also born 30th April. I said, SubhanAllah. So you must remember that, so Aisha. So all of you, you want children, you want sons. So chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious sons, pious children. Dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. You want daughters? Rabbi habli min as-salihat. You got 3, 4, 5 sons, you see that? So then you want a daughter, now is something natural. So say, Rabbi habli min as-salihat. Ya Allah, grant me pious daughters, normal daughters, you see that? Then the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, chapter 37, verse 100, after Surah Yasin. Then Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam's dua, chapter 3, verse 38, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. Ya Allah, grant me from your side such awlad, offspring, progeny, that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'u du'a. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the one that you listen and you answer the du'as and supplication. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam old, his wife Alisha old, but kudrat ka karishma. Allah bless them with Zakariya alayhi salatu salam, with Yahya alayhi salam. You see, Zakariya alayhi salam, Alisha the parents, and Yahya alayhi salam the son. That side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, two wives, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, Hajar, Hajara, both you say. And you must remember that Sayyidah Sarah, but Sayyidah Hajara gave birth first, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. After 14 years, Sayyidah Sarah gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Then the third one, you all heard it so many times, Surah 25, verse 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, grant us spouses, children, that are the coolness of the eyes. You husband, wife, if you can wake up, mashallah. If you can't wake up, the hajjud time, that's the best time. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So the best time for istighfar is suhoor time, sehri time. And Quran says, chapter 71, verses 11, 12, 13, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. And anytime you make istighfar is beneficial. So ask Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara. He's of forgiving, very, very forgiving. When we make istighfar on the land, saying it has an impact on the clouds and sky, Yursili sama alaykum midrara. Allah will send beneficial rain for you. Wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will bless you with children, good children, it means. These are the worldly benefits. And in the year after, wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Allah will give you the gardens of paradise and the rivers and the streams of paradise. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi dhalimin al muhtallin. Allahumma alayka bil mushrikeen fil hind ya rabbal alameen. Allah decimate, destroy our enemies. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.